Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, September 27, 2024, pre-market report. People, we have to set the stage here for understanding. Understanding what you're actually looking at. I have said many times, people hear things, but they don't listen. People see things, but they don't understand what they're looking at all. And I want to shed a little light onto this as to the mechanism. Let's discuss for a moment here how the entire global financial system functions, the only way it can function. So let's line that up right here. The flow of credit or the expansion of debt must continue exponentially. In other words, it can't just remain static. It must find a way. They, the ones that run the system, and this is, of course, central banks, world leaders colluding with them, must find every manner of anything you could think about, dream about, or have a nightmare over as to how they can pull credit or more debt into the system. I've explained this for over 10 years. I've used those exact words, but people don't, they just don't get it. And it's the nature of the beast. It's the curse upon mankind that has been forced upon us by central banks and their system, their debt-based system. I used to say that war created the need for more borrowed dollars than any other endeavor. I was wrong. I was wrong. Let me outline that. I have said specifically that war, again, creates the need for more borrowed dollars than any other human endeavor. But it seems it's scamdemics. Why am I saying that? Let's just back up for a moment. So most of you know about this. This is news from yesterday. Okay, so Israel has secured another 8.7 billion U.S. aid package. And here we go. Ukraine here, another 8 billion in arms and aid. Okay. Hundreds of billions of dollars have been pulled into existence to keep the flow of credit or debt expansion going to fund war. Hundreds of billions of dollars just with these two things. But what costs the American people even more than that? Exponentially more? The scamdemic. $3.6 trillion. You have to understand where the real war is. The war is against you. And it's because of this debt-based system that we have. And the flow of credit cannot be interrupted. So when you hear about another 8.7 billion here, another 8 billion over here, again, hundreds of billions so far. This is where I got it wrong. Clearly, it's scamdemics that have obviously cost the people of this nation and the people of the world in terms of cash and probably in with regard to death as well. It's cost us much more. But again, people don't know what they're seeing. They don't understand why this is happening. And you and I have said that this would continue and it will not stop. If you think for a moment that we're done, that the expansion of war is just miraculously going to stop, the funding for war, the build-up to war is going to stop, or another scandemic. Okay, because that has proven to be, I guess, the way that they can pull even more cash into the now to allow credit or debt to expand. It can't stop. Once you understand that, you will realize why we got debts and deficits hyperballooning with no end in sight. It can't stop. This mechanism here, in case you don't know, obviously is yet another game that is played on all of us to foster the illusion of prosperity. What am I talking about? If you recall, okay, first of all, I've explained to you, and just do your own research on this. War, because it expands the debt, the flow of credit, is stock market positive. the scamdemic, COVID. I was maybe the only guy, and I mean that, who said get long COVID. In other words, buy the market. Everyone believed that by shutting the global economy down, that world stock markets were going to crash. What did I say? I said, get long it. I said, get long COVID. In other words, buy the market. The market was going higher. I think I nailed that one to the wall. All you got to understand is, again, there's no reality here. It's about debt expansion, the flow of credit. You understand? It was a no-brainer to me to say, okay, we're going to pull trillions of dollars into existence to fund COVID. Well, the market's got to go higher on the back of that. War, expanding war, more debt, more flow of credit, which is debt, market's going higher. Do you see the game yet? How many of you still don't understand it? Look, there's a lot of people out here that are going to blame this person and blame that person for what's happening here, okay? It's the central banks who, again, do work with world leaders to pull cash into the now, to keep the flow of credit going, war, expanding war, COVID, whatever it might be. So again, I got this wrong. It's clearly not war that allows the system to pull more cash into the now from the future, and that's all on your back and mine. But it's obviously disease processes, whatever scam they want to throw at us. That seems like the biggest thing. Up until COVID came along, it was war. COVID has proven to be more effective, a weapon that has been more effective against you and me to pull more cash into the now, to allow credit to flow. Do you understand what you're actually seeing? We have a liquidity crisis on a scale that I've been trying to warn about for years. The fact that the flow of credit or debt expansion must continue means more war. More COVID or whatever else they want to throw at us, disease process to pull cash into the now. And the fact that COVID in this case vastly overspent wars that are going on right now means they got another one waiting for us. Again, they got away with it last time. They're going to do it again. But they could pull something else out too. Remember, I have said again, you and I have covered that they will do anything, whatever it might be, to pull more cash into the now. We are in a full-blown liquidity crisis, people, and the crisis is without this mechanism, the system will lock up, and that's where we're going. That was the real issue with the meltdown of 08. Everybody was fixated on the stock market. Look at the stock market. Look at my 401k plans. It wasn't it. It wasn't the crash of the stock market. It was the fact that the credit markets were locking up. To prevent that, they floated in Ben Bernanke, the then Fed chair, who said this would be contained. It wasn't going to be any kind of a problem. He knew it wasn't going to be contained. And then what did they do? Massive capital injections into the system, billions of dollars into the system to free up the credit markets. It worked last time. And then quantitative easing, one, quantitative easing, two, they have never stopped manipulating the debt market. The Fed's in here right now buying it all, weakening the dollar, weakening currencies, central banks around the world in a race to the bottom here. They're not done. This is also a mechanism to pull cash into the now. What do you think you're really looking at? When you hear promises of lower rates, when you hear and you see what central banks are doing here, lowering rates. How do they just lower rates? Can they just say, hey, guys and girls, we're lowering rates? No. They have to create this cash magically out of nothing. They have to get in here and buy the debt. It's massively currency purchasing power negative, yes, but it adds liquidity to the system. Where does all this cash come from? Where did all the cash come from to fund the current wars here? These two things. Where's all this cash come from? Do we have a war chest? No. It's poof, got to create it out of nothing. The Fed is more than happy to supply because that's how they get stronger. The $3.6 trillion for COVID. Did we have that cash just stashed somewhere? No, it had to come straight out of the Fed and you owe it. It's on your back. Are you starting to understand what you're actually seeing? Or are you one of these brain dead individuals who says, okay, they're funding this war because they're whatever and they had a fun COVID because of that reason. No, it's to keep the flow of credit moving to expand the debt, because without that mechanism, people, the system will lock up. And that's exactly what's going to happen here again. A complete lockup of the system. I mean, there's going to be pandemonium in the streets. You think those digits on a screen when you go check your investment plans and you go look at your bank, you think those are real? They're not real. They're not on the elemental chart, people. It's not real. Do you see what I'm talking about? This is all going to stop. They are going to, I've told all of you, for years, they're going to bring us to our knees. They need an event to point at, to say that's the reason why we're seeing what we're seeing now. And they got the stage set here. Whether it's war, expanding war, another fake disease process, whatever it is that they're going to come up with, that's what they're going to use as a scapegoat against you. The war. The war. This isn't the war. This isn't the war. COVID was a war against us, and this as well is a war against us. A mechanism to inflate, a mechanism to allow credit to flow, debt to expand. Are you finally understanding what's happening here, or are you still left in the dark? Because that's what it seems like. I read a lot of comments here when I posted this yesterday. Oh, it's the fault of this party. Oh, it's the fault of that party. So was it the fault of the Republican Party? The $3.6 trillion created out of nothing? Is it the fault of the Democratic Party because of the hundreds of billions now for war? Well, if that's the case, then the Republicans won that race. No, this is a war against you, a war against me, and it's to keep the system functioning. It can't stop. It won't stop until it does. And when it does, we're going to get a locking up of the system, people, a credit freeze. And the outcry around the world is going to be unlike anything we've ever seen before. That's where we're going. Am I making sense to you? Am I making sense to you? I do understand there's some economic news this morning that just came out. I will cover that later. But this video, focus on it. Think of what I said here. Does it make sense to you what's happening, what you're seeing here, why war is expanding, why disease processes have been thrown at you and they're not done with anything? People, you have no idea what they have in store for us. If you think this is it and you're seeing things for, people don't understand. Again, I told you nothing. Don't believe a damn thing. Nothing is what it appears to be. This is not what it appears to be. The $3.6 trillion for COVID was not what it appeared to be. It's to allow credit to flow, debt to expand. That's it. To allow their system to continue, and it was, and it's destroying all of us. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing here. An extermination. An extinction-level event of the middle class. All this debt here, how does it help you? How does it help anybody? War serves itself. The mechanism here is self-fulfilling. This is, again, central banks looking to fulfill their goal, to own it all, to be the buyers and lenders of last resort. Are you finally understanding what you're seeing, or are you still lost? I hope this video made sense to you. And I want to hear from you, Greg, you know what? This makes sense to me. I understand that this is all a mechanism. It's a mechanism to allow debt to expand, to credit, for credit to flow. And the moment this stops, Mad Max, pandemonium in the streets, locking up with the system, no cash available out of your anything you have. Cash in the banks, it's not there anyway. It doesn't exist. These are digits on a screen. They're not real. All of it is going to stop. Oh, you think this is going to hurt Bitcoin and cryptos? It's going to hurt the dollar too. You can't transact when the system locks up. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? It's over, man. It's over. And you can see what they're doing. I hope this has become clear to you from this video. If you got something out of this video, if you finally understand what you're seeing, why hundreds of billions for war, $3.6 trillion for COVID, and whatever else they want to throw at us, they are not done, people. We know they're not done. We called this. We knew we were going to see this. This is just a part of the grander scheme. Wait till you see what they have next for you. Oh, You think this is it, huh? I know you're not that stupid. People, I'm going to let you all go. As I said, we will talk more about this later with regard to economic news, what's happening here, the fake market only built up on the back of vastly expanding debt, currency devaluation, promises of lower rates here. Puppets. Puppets is what we have working for the Federal Reserve today to borrow more cash into the now. Are you starting to see what I'm talking about? Why both Trump and Kamala have aligned themselves with the Federal Reserve, promising lower rates so credit will still flow, so the Fed can expand the debt, currency devaluation, the currency, people. These are units of debt, man. I really hope you guys and girls are starting to wake up, man, because if we don't help out each other, or we don't get this out there, this kind of information, where are you going to find this stuff? You tell me. All right? We need more people here. I don't know another way to say that. We need more people to understand what's happening to them. They're being destroyed because they've been psyoped. They have no idea because their minds have been controlled by lies, by deceptions, by look here, don't look over there. Sound familiar to you? It's the oldest tactic in the book. It's gone back to thousands and thousands of years. Why? Because it works. I'm out of here, people. Please share the video, get it out there. I want to hear from you. Do you finally understand what's happening? Do you know what you're actually looking at? I hope so. All right. I'll see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, people. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other.